The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Mary Chapman. Muscular Dystrophy Canada funds projects on newborn SMA screening. To better understand and address barriers to the implementation of newborn screening across Canada for spinal muscular atrophy, Muscular Dystrophy Canada has awarded more than $700,000 to projects in three provinces. This is the first round of awards to come from a collaboration between MDC and Novartis Pharmaceuticals Canada that began last year. Ultimately, $2 million will be invested in the multi-year initiative, which also will include ongoing support for the production of evidence and best practices needed to make newborn screening for SMA throughout Canada a reality. Currently, only Ontario conducts such screening. Newborn screening, or NBS, is the process of testing newborn babies for serious but treatable conditions such as SMA. The test usually assesses blood spots collected from a heel prick done shortly after a baby's birth. If a test indicates SMA, the infant's primary care provider will be instructed to consult a neuromuscular specialist who will conduct diagnostic SMA testing. In a neuromuscular disorder like SMA, where time is of the essence, early diagnosis and prompt access to treatments are critical to achieving the best possible outcomes. Unfortunately, this is not the reality for most Canadian children born with SMA, Stacy Lantern, CEO of MDC, said in a press release. SMA screening tests for the presence of the SMN1 or survival motor neuron 1 gene. If results indicate that the gene is missing or significantly reduced in its signal, diagnostic testing is needed. Early diagnosis is crucial to halting irreversible motor neuron loss in SMA, the leading cause of genetic infant death. In recent years, three new therapies have been approved for the rare genetic condition. With today's announcement and the unparalleled commitment of government leaders, Novartis, the SMA community, and MDC's dedicated board of directors, firefighters, clients, donors, and supporters, we are one step closer to ensuring all Canadian newborns are screened for SMA, Linton said. The newly awarded projects include pilot programs and the mapping of post-diagnosis referral avenues. To ensure that the funding was evidence-based, MDC and Novartis evaluated the feasibility of adding SMA to every provincial and territorial screening panel. Subsequently, proposals were assessed by an independent international peer review committee with MDC's guidance. As the mother of an infant with SMA who was not screened at birth, I know firsthand the devastating implications of a delayed diagnosis, said Laura Van Dormaal, a member of the organization's Newborn Screening Advisory Committee. Today's announcement means that one day, soon, no matter where you live, all families will have the opportunity to make critical healthcare decisions and realize their child's full developmental potential from the very beginning, Van Dormaal said. In the future, the collaboration will include more funding, evaluation of projects, knowledge sharing, and outreach to stakeholders. Our collaboration with Muscular Dystrophy Canada truly exemplifies the Novartis purpose of improving and extending patients' lives, said Andrea Marazzi, country head of Novartis Pharmaceuticals Canada. We're honored to partner on work that will bring lasting impact to the SMA community and healthcare systems across Canada. Time to diagnosis is crucial in SMA, and we applaud the first round of funding recipients and all engaged provinces for their commitment to prioritize screening at birth, Marazzi added. Novartis produces the one-time gene therapy, SMA treatment, Zolgensma, which is approved for babies and young children up to 21 kilograms, or about 46 pounds, in Canada and the European Union. The treatment is approved in the U.S. to treat all types of SMA in newborns and toddlers up to age 2.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. I was wrapping up a week of vacation when I came upon a flood of posts on my Instagram feed about SMA Pride Month. Though August is traditionally recognized as SMA Awareness Month, a group of SMA activists and influencers feel it's important to rebrand the name. By calling it SMA Pride Month, The language puts more emphasis on embracing the different facets of living with SMA, rather than focusing on raising awareness from a medical standpoint. As activist anti-ableist explains in an Instagram post, this SMA Pride Month is about celebrating, respecting, and listening to people with SMA. We don't need you to be aware that our particular condition exists. We need you to value us, and that begins by seeing us as people instead of a medical condition. However, this effort did spark a fair amount of controversy on various SMA forums and Facebook groups. While Pride is embraced by many, others feel that this term denies the pain that SMA has wrought upon countless families and individuals, particularly among those we've lost. I myself know all too well the anguish of losing loved ones in this community. This and other issues have led to a lot of online discourse, including some civil and some very heated debates. The core question was this: does pride or awareness better encapsulate the needs of the SMA community? I fall somewhere in the middle of this debate. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm a big proponent of disability pride, and that I don't view my disability in a negative context. Still, I don't personally have a problem with the term awareness. For me, awareness has opened doors for both medical advocacy and giving people in the SMA community a space to share their stories. I don't believe advocating for medical advancements and advocating for disability rights and inclusion have to be mutually exclusive. For the third year in a row, I'm overseeing a campaign called 31 Days of SMA. The goal of this project is to give a diverse range of people in the SMA community a platform to share their stories. We have featured adults with SMA, parents, siblings, spouses, and medical professionals, all with unique backgrounds and viewpoints. This year, my colleague Katie Napawaki has worked with me to assemble a fantastic team of contributors from around the globe. Each time I do this project, I always tell contributors to be honest in their narratives. Though the majority of the stories tend to be positive, we've also had people write about grief and loss. SMA affects people in different ways, and people need to have the space to use whatever language best suits them. Whether people prefer to use SMA Pride or SMA Awareness as the terminology for this month, my hope is for there to be unity in this community. Right now, there is so much room for progress, both in the medical sphere and in the realm of disability rights. New SMA treatments are in development, and the proposed SSI Restoration Act of 2021 would be a game changer for disabled people in the United States. Let's keep fighting for change, together. I'm Kevin Schaefer, columnist and forums director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.